Richard, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. It's been a great week.
Well, I know you're very happy. The Chamber endorsed Rick Snyder. Give me your thoughts now that you've had a couple of days to chew on what happened, the elections and the change that we're going to see not only nationally but here in the state.
We have had a couple of days to let the dust settle and sort things out. The reaction from the membership of the Michigan Chamber is very positive. As you know, we represent job providers across the state, companies of every size and type, and I think although everyone's glad that the campaign is over, we all saw and heard plenty of campaign commercials, I think there's a tremendous sense of optimism and energy and excitement as we move forward. The 2010 election results here in Michigan, both for federal offices and state offices, were really historic. You see a change in control in the U.S. House. You see many pro-jobs, pro-taxpayer, pro-business lawmakers being elected to not only our congressional delegation. Tim Walberg won his House seat in the 7th District here in the Lansing area in northern Michigan. Dr. Dan Banaschek will be going to Congress in Michigan's 1st District. Republicans retain control of the Michigan Senate. That means we'll continue to have a pro-jobs, pro-taxpayer majority there. As you mentioned, the Michigan Chamber supported Rick Snyder for governor. Brian Kelly, an area representative, will be an outstanding lieutenant governor. We restored a conservative majority on the Michigan Supreme Court, which is critically important in terms of the stability and predictability of our legal climate. Ruth Johnson, an experienced Oakland County clerk, was elected Secretary of State. It was really a very good day for pro-jobs, pro-reform, pro-taxpayer candidates.
So let's just imagine here that the new governor invites you to come in and have a cup of coffee, and he says, Richard, what do we need to do to make Michigan a more business-friendly state, not only to attract new businesses, but to make the businesses that we have more profitable?
I was in Detroit on election night, had the opportunity to visit with Lieutenant Governor-elect Brian Kelly and Governor-elect Rick Snyder. We've had a chance to communicate with them throughout the week about the transition. The first thing we will do at the Michigan Chamber is to do everything we can to be helpful and supportive with the transition from the Granholm administration to the Snyder administration. If we can help Michigan Chamber members and staff get the new administration, new House, new Senate, new Attorney General, new Secretary of State off to a good start, that's an important role for the business community to play. Throughout the campaign, Rick Snyder has had a clear focus on reinventing Michigan, especially reinventing state government and local government. Our advice would be that that's job number one. That's already the direction that Governor-elect Snyder is heading in. Another top priority for the Snyder campaign was and still is that we need more and better jobs. If they focus on those two things, reinventing Michigan, especially state government, we need bold, dramatic changes in state government. And if they really focus on removing the barriers to job creation and promoting conditions favorable to business growth, the new administration will be off to a great start.
What are the barriers and what are the conditions?
Governor-elect Snyder has talked a lot about the need to streamline, downsize state government, to make state government more customer-friendly. At the Michigan Chamber, we strongly agree with that approach. Governor-elect Snyder has also talked about the need to repeal the burdensome and complicated Michigan business tax. The Michigan Chamber is one of the few statewide organizations that opposed the tax when it was originally established. We must eliminate the 22% surcharge. That's a jobs killer. Whether that's a down payment on repealing the tax at a later date or it's done all at once, our view is that that should be a top priority. Michigan's job providers need tax relief. We need to reduce and or repeal the burdensome and complicated Michigan business tax.
Richard, how do you provide a good service when you streamline perhaps to the lowest level you can?
It's a question of priorities, and it's a question of return on investment. At the Michigan Chamber, our view has been for the last year or two that we need to dramatically restructure state government. We need to invest more. Frankly, we need to spend more in some areas like higher education and transportation, where there's a measurable benefit, a positive return on investment. Governor-elect Snyder has talked a lot about value for money budgeting, where you listen to Michigan residents, state government's customers, you identify priorities and what they value the most, and then you look at the revenue that is available, and you spend the first dollar on the highest priority, the second dollar on the second highest priority, the third dollar on the third highest priority, and when you run out of money, you stop spending. And that's really one of the keys.
Richard, let's take the governor out of the mix. Beyond that, you sound optimistic. Is it because of the opportunity to have a fresh group of people in state government to be leading us?
Term limits is a challenge, but it's also a benefit. And I think we're going to see a lot of new people with fresh ideas enter the Michigan House and the state Senate with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. At the Michigan Chamber, Tony, as you and I have talked before, we are optimistic about the future. Our members started reporting several months ago that the economy had bottomed out, that we were turning the corner. I think there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm in the business community to stop talking about turning around our state and to take action to move Michigan forward. And as you and I have talked before, it's never been easy to do business in Michigan, so the 6,800 employers I represent are chronically optimistic people to begin with, and they love our state. We have tremendous strengths, the Great Lakes, a skilled workforce, world-class universities, and I think those will be big pluses moving forward.
Richard, I hope I'm not getting you in trouble because I hear the office phone, I hear the cell phone. That's how my wife tracks me down. I hope you're not experiencing the same thing.
I'm doing fine, Tony. Sorry about that. The chamber never sleeps. My day starts early like yours.
And finally, before we let you go, Richard, in talking about manufacturing here in the state, let's take the automobile industry out of it. I want you to talk about what areas of manufacturing, and I want to take green out of the mix also. What areas of manufacturing is Michigan really thriving?
About 40% of our members at the Michigan Chamber are manufacturers, worldwide corporations with global markets, small businesses and medium-sized companies. I think we need to focus, especially going forward, on advanced manufacturing, research and development. Many of the auto suppliers that are members of the Michigan Chamber started diversifying several years ago into medical or healthcare-related products, aerospace, and those, I think, have tremendous potential for the future. Another very important focus for Michigan is on national defense. We have some critically important research and development facilities in Southeast Michigan that relate to advanced military equipment, robotics, and that has a tremendous potential for our state. America during World War II was the arsenal of democracy, and national defense is a critical priority going forward. I think it will receive greater weight with Republicans in control of the U.S. House, and so that should benefit Michigan's manufacturers and employees of those companies going forward.
Well, speaking of that, Richard, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with the governor's office about the contract with the Navy for more ships, which could create as many as 3,000 new jobs in Michigan.
Robotics, national defense, tremendous potential for growth in those areas. We agree.
Richard, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great weekend.